Senator Girod to the committee. Vice Chair.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoy this and look forward to working with everybody.
Senator Nelson's been in the Senate for I don't know how long. How long? A long time, and you've been in the Senate for about 4 days, and you're vice chair.
That's my exact comment.
You know, the quality rises to the top. You know.
I guess we know.
And I'm out there screaming around.
I guess we know who your favorite is.
Mr. Chair, I'd also like to comment, you're the first person in the Senate chamber to get my name right, so I really do appreciate it.
No, you grow up with a name like Avaki, and it comes easy. It comes easy. Let me tell everybody what we're going to do today. We've got to adopt our committee rules. That should take about 10 seconds. We've got four bills that we're going to go through and that we are going to pass out of committee to wherever they're going to go for or another committee. I do have them scheduled for both public hearings and work sessions today. If anybody has something that's absolutely burning and crucial that must go on the record, even though we've had hearings throughout the interim and an informal meeting yesterday on these bills, then raise your hand now so I know you need to testify. If you don't fit that category, don't feel the need. All right. Thank you. Then what we will do is we'll just go straight into work sessions on all of these. I thought there was one other thing... I also, you'll hear me when we come up with, when we come to the bills, I'm going to be adopting the tape that was in the informal hearing, the informal meeting we had yesterday to talk about these issues. That tape is going to be adopted into the record, so everybody who said anything at the table yesterday will be an official part of the record. And also, if anybody would like a copy of that, you just get in touch with Sue Marshall, who will get it to you. I will also be adopting in the same fashion everything that was said in the interim committees regarding these issues into the formal record today. Committee, we can just do that by me declaring it. We won't need to vote on it or anything. But why don't we start with an adoption of the committee rules, if you would, Senator Girod?
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the proposed committee rules dated 2-7-0-8.
Are they really dated 2-7-0-8? Let's make sure since we said that.
Right. I don't know that they are dated. There's no date on them.
All right. Well, the
2008 special session.
The 2-7-0-8, if I could, just refers to the ones that are before us today, 2-7-0-8, if that works for you, Senator.
That sure does.
All right. Senator Girod moves that the committee rules that are before us today be adopted. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, since we have a new vice chair who is well-versed in all the rules from his long experience in the Senate, I'd like to have him explain the 24-hour, the one-hour rule, and the infield fly rule.
I'm familiar with the infield fly rule. The rest of them might be a little green.
Welcome to committee. I would move
you.
That we go forward to ask the question.
Thanks for that, Senator Bates. Do a roll call on the rules, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Excused.
Aye.
And aye. So the rules are adopted. And with that, I will open a work session on Senate Bill 1069. Sue?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 1069 directs the Water Resources Department to provide grants and direct services for feasibility studies related to water conservation, water reuse, and water storage. Establishes a Water Conservation, Reuse, and Storage Investment Fund, authorizes the State Treasurer to issue lottery bonds with an aggregate principal amount of $10 million to fund the provision of grants and services. The bill directs the department to fund a regional aquifer recovery assessment for the Umatilla Basin and to establish a mitigation bank to facilitate the creation of mitigation bank credits that may be used to offset the use of surface water from the Columbia and Umatilla Rivers. It appropriates $500,000 from the general fund for this purpose requires the department to make certain requests of the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation related to the Umatilla Basin project. There's a January 2nd, 2014 sunset that applies to the Aquifer Recovery Assessment and Mitigation Bank. It declares an emergency and is effective on passage. And this bill does have a subsequent referral to Ways and Means Committee.
All right, committee, any discussion on the bill?
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to say this is a very good bill.
I agree. If I could have a motion then.
Mr. Chair, I move. Senate bill.
A lot of pressure being vice chair.
Yeah. Good bill, but I have to get the right. Mr. Chair, I move Senate bill 1069 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And
Ways and Means.
Wait, hold on. I got the little cheat notes here.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate bill 1069 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. So there.
Very good.
Ooh, the infill fly rule.
Thank you, Senator Gerard, for making the motion that this bill eventually go to the floor with the due pass recommendation by way of the Ways and Means Committee by prior reference. Is there any discussion? And are there any objections? Seeing none, the motion is adopted and the bill is on its way to Ways and Means. Senator Nelson, are you on the Ways and Means Committee?
Yes.
If you could, when it gets there and passes, make sure that you and I are co-carrying that bill on the floor. With that, I will close the work session on Senate Bill 1069, open a work session on SCR 23.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, SJM 23, this concurrent resolution recognizes and honors the important presence and future role in this state played by Oregon families that continuously own and operate the same Oregon farm or ranch for 150 years or more.
Thank you, Sue. I should just take the motion now.
Mr. Chair, I move SCR 23 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Thank you, Senator Gerard. That moves SCR 23 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, any objection? Motion carries. And let's see, 23, that's the 150. The carriers, co-carriers will be Senator Cruz and Senator Bates. And with that, I will close the work session on SCR 23, open up a work session on SCR 27. Sue's catching up with the chair. She'll be okay.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, SCR 27 encourages all Oregonians to actively commemorate Oregon's upcoming 150th birthday on February 14th, 2009.
Thank you. And a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move SCR 27 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Thank you. Senator Drowd moves SCR 23.
Seven.
27, thank you, to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, the motion carries. Senator Ferrioli will carry this bill on the floor. With that, I'll close the work session on SCR 27, open up a work session on SJM 14.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this joint memorial urges Congress to support the title transfer of the Tualatin project. It further urges the Oregon Congressional delegation to advocate for title transfer and to obtain federal funding to advance this project.
And a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move SJM 14 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Thank you, Senator Gerard, for moving SJM 14 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, the motion carries. And Senator Starr and myself will co-carry the bill on the floor. And with that, I close the work session on SJM 14. Committee. Anything else?
You might mention that there is no meeting scheduled Friday.
Thank you. I would note for everybody here and watching that this committee gets all of its work done in the first meeting that it has, which means that we will not be meeting on Friday. We have no other bills to consider this week until the House bills come over. So we will not be meeting this Friday. Plan on being here next
Monday.
And with that, we are adjourned. Good job, team.